The Truth and Reconciliation Commission released its final report to President Nelson Mandela in Pretoria on the 29th of October 1998. This was the Commission's primary finding. The apartheid state committed the most gross violations of human rights through its security and law enforcement agencies. The National Party government became involved in criminal activities when it knowingly planned, undertook, condoned, and covered up unlawful acts inside and outside South Africa. It also colluded with certain political groupings, most notably the Inkatha Freedom Party. In turn, the Truth Commission found the ANC morally and politically accountable for gross human rights abuses committed during the liberation struggle. Its security department was found to have routinely tortured and severely ill-treated detainees in exile to extract confessions. Darren Taylor reports on the day that the ANC went to court to try to stop the Truth Commission from releasing its findings.
I am devastated. Here we are waiting to hand over a report where we have done this work with integrity, conscientiousness, with passion.
Desmond Tutu.
And it is desperately, desperately distressing that this should occur. We are just sad. I am desperately sad.
The Truth Commission and Archbishop Desmond Tutu come full circle. 2.5 years ago, when the Commission's public hearings began in East London, it was the Azanian People's Organization, the families of high-profile activists, and the agents of apartheid who went to court to stop the process. But on this sticky Pretoria morning, it's the ANC that turns to a judge to stop the Commission from handing over its final report to the President, and ultimately to the public.
We believe in the work that we've done, and we believe that what the ANC has done has actually created a turning point in our country, in the history of our country.
Yasmin Suka.
We think that this blow is not against us. This is about the people who died, the people who disappeared, the people we will never know about. It is about them.
A representative group of 40 victims of apartheid abuses waits for the handing over ceremony. A throng of journalists from around the world waits to see the Truth Commission's findings and recommendations. Waiting, too, is the nation, as the ANC and the Commission fight it out 1,500 kilometers away in a Cape Town divorce court. "You didn't give us enough time to respond to your findings," says the ANC. "Yes, we did," says the Commission. "In fact, you failed to meet your own self-imposed deadlines." Truth Commissioner Yasmin Suka is seething with anger.
We don't owe a duty to politicians. We owe a duty to the victims in our country who suffered over the last number of years. And it is for that reason that we stand here before you. We are defiant, but we will operate within the law.
"Don't you feel betrayed?" is the question almost every journalist wants to ask the Archbishop. Betrayed by the very people with whom you fought against apartheid. Although Desmond Tutu insists he's had a good night's sleep, his eyes are glassy. Thoughts return to the previous night when he learnt of the ANC's unexpected legal challenge and said, "A pall is hanging over us." Suddenly, Tutu lifts his head. His eyes sharpen. "I have struggled against a tyranny," he says. "I didn't do that in order to substitute another."
If there is a tyranny and an abuse of power, let them know that I will oppose it with every fiber of my being. That is who I am.
The ANC loses. The judge rules that the Truth Commission can release its final report, including a blacked-out page on findings against former President F.W. de Klerk. President Nelson Mandela shuffles onto the stage with his wife, Graça Machel. But it's the tiny man in the charcoal cassock who towers over everyone. He strides over to the President with a heavy report, 5 volumes bound in leather and gold.
Many will be upset by this report. Some have sought to discredit it preemptively. Even if they were to succeed, what is that to the point? It won't change the fact that they killed Chitanza Mupape, they bombed Khotso House, they tortured their own people in their camps in Tanzania, in Angola, they negligenced people. Those are not inventions by this commission. That is what the perpetrators themselves told us.
But the moment is not Desmond Tutu's alone. Neither does it belong solely to his Truth Commission.
This is an auspicious day in the history of our land, for which South Africa and indeed the entire world has waited with eager expectation. We thank the victims and all who came to testify with such dignity despite their anguish and trauma. They are the heroes and heroines of our story, and we dedicate our work to all of them and others who did not come. And I ask that we give these and all of the others a very warm hand in expression of our deep respect and tribute to them.
It's now the turn of President Nelson Mandela, the man who wasn't aware, until too late, that his very own political party had taken the Truth Commission to court. When asked what Mandela's reaction had been, his spokesperson would only say, "I'd rather not comment on that."
Many of us will have reservations about aspects of what is contained in these 5 volumes. It has put the spotlight on all of us. I therefore take this opportunity to say that I accept the report as it is, with all its imperfections, as an aid that the TRC has given to us to help reconcile and build our nation.
Even though the Truth Commission's public amnesty hearings continue, there's a sense of finality. The Commission's findings and recommendations are in black and white. The volumes that run to about 2,800 pages and weigh about 5 kilograms can now be dissected, disputed, and slated, but they can't be ignored.
We will have looked the beast in the eye. We will have come to terms with our horrendous past, and it will no longer keep us hostage. We will cast off its shackles, and holding hands together, black and white, we will stride together into the future. And looking at our past, we will commit ourselves. Never again. Nooit weer nie. Ngeke futhi. Gare no tlhoko.